Hello and welcome to the second episode of Date Nights with Dee. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. But before I proceed, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever come across a humandroid? Wait, chuck that. Do you even know what a humandroid is? So I happen to date one. And when he started his illustrious dating career as an adolescent, having freshly watched Padosan, he decided to go about it in a very systematic manner. And today, he has been kind enough to join me on this podcast to tell me his dating stories. So over to the suitable boy. Can you tell me, Amit, about your initial years as a robot finding his footing in the romantic sphere?
So, hi. Thanks for having me. So the way I was programmed, actually, you know how in office you're often told to check all the boxes. So the person who programmed me had told me to check all the wings of my housing society. And I'm just kidding. But yeah, when I began my dating career at a very suitable age of 15 after my 10th standard boards, because, well, academics comes first, especially in the Indian mindset. It so happened, and it was all a coincidence, not kidding, that the first girl I was involved with lived in the A wing. And this was followed by a girl who lived in the B wing. And then there was this other girl who stayed in the C wing. And I myself stayed in the D wing. So it was, now that I think about it, it was a very systematically planned, check the box kind of approach. So when I tell this story to people, they often say that, in a joking way of course, they were like, ek din Amit apni khidki se bahar dekh raha tha aur fir usne baki buildings ki taraf dekh ke elan kiya ki main aaj ye kehta hu ki main har wing ki ek ek ladki ko date karunga.
So that, my friends, is Amit Phadke. He's essentially like Vicky in Small Wonder. So not only has Amit had very interesting dating stories, but also the people he dated have had quite interesting dating stories. For instance, one of the women Amit dated was pushed off a moving Mumbai local by her boyfriend. Am I right?
Oh yeah, I completely forgot about that. Who pushes people off trains? Like, who does that? Seriously.
I hope you don't.
Have I ever pushed you out?
No, actually. Yeah, fine. I can vouch for that.
Oh, is that why you don't travel in locals?
Maybe you did and I tried to delete it from my memory, but the trauma is still there, you know?
I thought I was the only programmed one out here.
Okay, so now let's discuss your weirdest dating story. And I'm really hoping it's not me that's your weirdest date.
No, it's definitely not you. So, my weirdest date, I would say, I was in Jodhpur for a year doing my LLM.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, Amit is also a lawyer. It looks like I only date lawyers.
And cockroaches.
Yeah, let's just go back to your story.
Okay, somewhere in the second semester, I was a little drained and a little bored of all the studying, and I was just looking for some change of activity. So
that's a great way to put it.
And I remembered a couple of months before that my friends had created a profile for me on Hinge, so I decided to reinstall the app.
As I was telling people on Instagram recently, apparently Hinge seems to be the favorite amongst lawyers.
Oh, is it? I
yeah,
I didn't know that. Okay,
dekh liya karo yaar Instagram stories mere.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I reinstalled Hinge and I was browsing, and I did not have a lot of expectations, you know, with Jodhpur not being a metro city. I mean, everybody knows Tinder, but not a lot of people know about Hinge or Bumble.
Yeah.
So I came across this one girl that I matched with, and I started talking to her, and she seemed like we could have some sort of palatable conversation. And then I learned that she was doing her master's in NIFT in Jodhpur.
Wow, there's a NIFT in Jodhpur.
Oh yeah, even I didn't know that. There's also an IIT apparently.
What?
So anyway, coming back to the story, she was doing her master's in NIFT, and she done her bachelor's in Pune, the same place I did my bachelor's from. So we had some common topics to discuss, like Pune or its food or nightlife, etc., or living away from home for the first time. So the conversation seemed to be going pretty well, and we could at least hold a conversation, forget falling short of topics. So after talking to her a couple of times, we decided to meet. And while I did not expect much from the meeting, I tried to structure it in such a way that if she does not seem interesting enough or fun enough, at least some other agenda or objective of mine can be fulfilled. So I decided to meet her at Mehrangarh Fort, because at least that way I'll get to see the fort if talking to her is not fun enough.
Backup plan. Good.
Yeah. So on the day that we were supposed to meet, suddenly she told me that she has some skin infection and the doctors told her to not be out in the sun or something.
Vampire hai kya?
I think she was just the opposite of Jadu or something. So then I had to come up with another plan. So I decided, let's go to watch Gully Boy, because it's a good film, and again, if she doesn't seem interesting enough, at least I'll get to see a movie that everyone's been talking about.
I love how you have like backup goals for everything. Like action nahi to rap sahi.
So anyway, we met at the movies and we started watching the movie. And during the movie, she kept interrupting me while I was quite hooked onto the movie, because it's a pretty good movie.
Wow, I'm sure Zoya Akhtar will be very grateful for this glorious review that you've given. I mean, Amit liking the movie is obviously better than winning Filmfare Awards.
Or getting nominated as India's entry to the Oscars. Definitely,
yeah,
right?
Clearly.
So, of course, we couldn't talk a lot during the movie, after which I thought, let's go and get some food and drink maybe. And we got a drink each, ordered some pizza if I'm not wrong, like we are having today on date nights. And then the first thing she said when she saw me in proper light, I'm guessing, is that, "You look a lot like my chachu." And again, I did not know how to react to that, because I guess
Game of Thrones ki fan thi kya?
I have no idea. I've not seen it myself. So we were talking, and along the way, after about an hour and a half, suddenly out of nowhere, this one question pops up. So she asked me, "Are you a Brahmin?" And
wait, what?
Are you?
I mean,
taken aback.
We dated for like, what, 2 years, and I don't think we've ever had this discussion.
Yeah, so you don't expect someone to ask that, right?
Exactly.
Normally. So I was taken aback and I was like, yeah, but I mean, why do you ask? To which she probably thought that I'm really annoyed at the fact that she asked, or it's completely caught me off guard. So she made up something like, "Are nahi, wo to main reservation ki burai karne wali thi, blah blah," something like that. And then after that, she told me story after story about how education is really important in her household, I guess because she's a Brahmin, I'm not sure. And how her dad has beaten all odds to ensure that he educates both his daughters instead of just getting them married, you know, because,
I mean, that's good.
Paraya dhan and all of that. And then how her grandfather was the first PhD in their village in UP and all of that. And after that, she told me that every vacation when they would go to their grandparents' house, she and her elder sister, whom she very annoyingly kept referring to as Didda.
I never heard that before.
Yeah, even I have not.
Maybe it's a thing.
I guess. How they would keep reading and studying books of the previous year while they were going for the summers to their grandparents' house, because they both were very scared ki dadaji ne kuch pooch liya aur hame nahi aaya to kya hoga. And in my head, I was like, ye kaisa Hitler insaan rahega jo apne potiyon ko kuch aaya nahi to pata nahi unko daant dega ya koi corporal punishment de de, pata nahi. Like, you would probably expect your grandfather to teach you something that you don't know, right? Out of love, I guess, and eagerness to educate you instead of beating you or something.
Well, given that the mentality of this girl's family has come off as problematic, to put it mildly, on some level, I'm just glad that this grandfather individual did not kill these girls because, you know, girl children. Lord, my expectations from society are just so low these days, right? Like, Wow, man.
Okay, that's
a little dark,
but yeah. So moving on, it was about an hour, hour and a half, and I was starting to get really bored.
Shit for you. Ouch for her.
So this was the only time I was overtly mean to her, maybe. I can hold a poker face most of the time, so that was my advantage. So while leaving, we had a cab waiting because Olas and Ubers are not available very easily in Jodhpur. So he was quoting an exorbitant fare. Maybe he thought that I'm going to drop her to her college and then come back to my college.
I mean, ladki ko akele kaise chhod sakte ho? Akeli ladki khuli tijori hoti hai, as we have learned from Jambi Man.
No, anyway, it was really impractical because her college was 20 kilometers ahead of mine, and
wow.
I was not going to do a round trip for someone
Jodhpur darshan ho jata.
Found barely tolerable. So right in front of her, I told the cab guy, अरे भैया सही से भाड़ा लगाओ, वहाँ जाके वापस नहीं आने वाला हूँ मैं ड्रॉप हो जाऊँगा, फिर आप उनको छोड़ देना आगे जाके. सो दैट वॉज द एंड ऑफ दैट. आफ्टर विच आई थिंक शी ट्राई टू कॉल मी अ कपल ऑफ टाइम्स, बट आई जस्ट काइंड ऑफ गोस्टेड हर. आई रिमेंबर डिस्कसिंग विद यू इफ यू नो इट्स
रॉन्ग ऑन माय पार्ट
टू गोस्ट हर, एंड यू वर लाइक नो इट्स एब्सोल्युटली ओके, आई मीन यू डोंट वांट टू कंटिन्यू, देयर इज नो पॉइंट.
आई मीन आई नो आई हैव गोस्टेड अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल, नॉट दैट आई एम प्राउड ऑफ इट, बट you know, for an anxious person who can't deal with confrontation, it's just easier.
Yeah, I guess it's a lot easier than, you know, having that breakup kind of conversation before you even actually started dating.
Started dating, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the most important thing that I learned that day is that your caste still plays a big role. And now that I know better, I've included it in my Hinge profile.
Wow, that is a really weird date you've had.
Yeah, but I mean, nothing compared to the kind of dates you've been on. Like the time I had to call the cops, you remember?
Yes, I do. I was being kidnapped.
Yeah, you can say that.
Allegedly.
Abducted since you were above 18.
Yeah. So guys, that's actually a really interesting story. But to listen to it, you're going to have to tune in again next week. Because I understand your attention must be waning. As a person with a tremendous attention deficit problem, I sympathize completely. So, do tune in again next Friday and we'll discuss the time when I was kinda abducted and the police kinda had to be called. Guys, in the meantime, don't forget to send me your weird, wacky dating experiences on Instagram or over email. The deets are in the description box. And please remember, sexuality no bar. I would really love to have some non-heteronormative stories featured on my podcast. In fact, one of the reasons I had started this podcast was to be able to normalize non-heteronormative dating. So send me your stories. I am waiting to read them. And if I like your stories, you get a chance to be featured here on my podcast and tell your stories firsthand to the world. And you also get to win some very exciting goodies. Also, please note that your anonymity and the anonymity of your dates will be respected if you so request. So, please do tune in next Friday again to find out about the time I was abducted by an insect. Okay guys, bye bye. See you soon.